Prologue. There are no others. Only that one exists. Number one. The Supreme Being, the Absolute One God, is the power of consciousness that illumines this entire universe and all other worlds as well. That Supreme Consciousness is everything. Number two. There is only one path to God. That is the path that the Supreme Shiva Consciousness, God Himself, travels along in the form of His Shakti to remove ignorance from one's being and to reveal the heart, which is the Supreme Being Himself. That path is known as the Sushumna Nadi, or subtle body, a path every human being has within his or herself. All other paths are actually various approaches to making the mind fit to receive and embrace the grace-bestowing power of God in preparation for being led on this Siddha path. Number three, the Sushumna path is the Siddha path. Some say that the Kundalini Shakti travels along this Sushumna path to become unified with Lord Shiva. How can there be union where there is no separation? Shiva and Shakti are never separate. Separation is a perception of those ignorant of the truth. The journey along the Siddha path of the Sushumna Nadi is undertaken by Shakti to reveal this truth, that there is never any separation between Shiva and Shakti. Number four. That Supreme Being, or power of consciousness, can be known by awareness of the fivefold act of divine consciousness, panchakrita, or five deeds that this being performs constantly in a way that is uninterrupted. Number five. These five krityas, known as the fivefold act of divine consciousness, are manifestation, creation, sustenance, withdrawal, concealment, and grace. It is through this fivefold act of divine consciousness that a universe is perceived within the body of Supreme Consciousness. This fivefold act is also the means by which one becomes aware that this universe is a play of divine consciousness. Number six, full awareness that this universe is a play of divine consciousness in which the Absolute is playing at all of the roles brings the exalted state of Jivan Mukti, in which, while still in the body, you realize that God alone exists. This realization is not intellectual. Upon having it, the realization becomes your very life, and your life and lifestyle completely reflect this realization. In this way, you become the principle you have realized. Number seven, owing to the existence of objects, people, places, and things, we know there is a Supreme Being. The existence of objects is the proof of this higher power. Number eight, consciousness, in order to be omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent, must have two aspects. If these two aspects are not present, it cannot be said to be consciousness. Therefore, the existence of these two aspects is what makes consciousness supreme, because nothing exists outside of this consciousness. Number nine. The first is the aspect that causes the second to exist. One is the Supreme Shiva Consciousness, Universal God Consciousness, or God Principle. And the other is the power of that consciousness to cause objects to manifest. Number 10. Without the first aspect that is all-pervasive, the second aspect cannot exist. For existence itself is based on the power to perceive, And that power belongs to the perceiver, the supreme Shiva, God consciousness. Number 11. By his power all things are known. Therefore, who else can exist except the one by whose power all things are known and experienced? Number 12. For this reason, the one God that we call Lord Shiva has two aspects, the transcendental and the immanent. Number 13. These two aspects are like a subject and its reflection. The supreme subject is always reflecting himself. The reflecting surface is what causes the subject to appear as if different and full of diversity, when in fact, he is one in the same player. Number 14. This very diversity is a perception created by this supreme subject, Shiva consciousness, within his own being. Number 15. This diversity would seem to be full of duality, but in fact it is not. It is perceived to be so due to the reflecting surface, the object, which he himself has become. Number 16. That which reflects like a mirror is not separate from the Lord. The reflecting surface and its variations are all contained in the same body of supreme consciousness. Number 17. Therefore, all objects, people, places, and things are reflected inside the body of this supreme Shiva consciousness. Number 18. The reflection is this universe. This is his play.